Welcome to the Rewire Podcast. This is episode 42, Rise and Rewire. And I'm back here with Rod today. We're going to talk about alignment. Nice to have you, Roddy.
What's up, buddy? Are you thawed out yet?
Yeah, my toes are still tingling a bit, but I'm feeling good, man. That Starbucks you picked up for me is working.
My eyes still see the light. I lit up that hill pretty good with that big ring, that's for sure.
Oh man, yeah. So we thought, okay, we'll do like a nice little photo. We usually take a little photo at the end of our morning rise. We were 6 a.m. We were on the hill today doing some sprints. We didn't use the weights because it was pretty snowy and icy. Minus 15, it was clocking in this morning, and Rod picked up a new ring light so we can capture a couple pictures up there. But he had it on nuclear mode, which basically my face looks like a sheet of paper in that picture. So that was really well done, Rod. I love that. I'm still seeing two rings off in the horizon right now.
good stuff.
Yeah, man. So, so we thought today, you know, I was talking to Rod this week, and we were thinking about what's a good topic right now. And he mentioned balance. And so if you kind of take the word balance, you know, you hear work-life balance or just kind of finding balance in your life, even a step further, alignment is a great way to describe true balance, where you have pure alignment within your intentions, in your life, in your body, in your mind, and it's a very difficult place to be. So, you know, when we think about alignment, it's one of those things that it goes deep. And for me, I think alignment is kind of a process of bringing myself back when I get off the path of just being centered. So when I start trying to process things too much, start trying to think too much, I start getting pulled into too much, maybe getting anxious about something. Sometimes bringing myself back with alignment through various tools kind of brings me back to center. And I'll get more into that in a minute. But you brought up balance this week, Rod. So what's going on with you right now? What's your thoughts around that?
Yeah. And the balance thing, I mean, first, when I think of balance, like most, I think of just balancing the day, and, you know, balancing, you know, many different things that come up throughout the day. If it's, you know, different obstacles or competing, you know, things that you need to get finished throughout your day. If it's, you know, on a work level or family, on a personal level, achieving your goals, all these things that you're trying to balance. But I've started to really listen to how I'm feeling. Are things feeling forced? Are they, you know, compared to feeling a little bit more natural? And am I aligned with some of my intentions? And that's where I'm feeling the balance of, it's more balancing my thoughts and finding kind of that natural state of being me and how it's making me feel, and listening to that a little bit more, even from, and it sounds kind of deep, but I used to always, it was all thoughts. And unfortunately, I haven't got to the point where it's all positive. I mean, sometimes you have those negative thoughts that kind of enter in, and I'm trying to find that real happy medium and coming to more of a neutral thinker. And I think I told you, I'm reading this book right now called It Takes What It Takes, but it's really around that. It's all about, you know, neutral thinking and getting aligned with, you know, your intentions and finding out what really speaks to you. But I'm feeling way more balanced. I mean, because of the fact that I am taking the time in the morning, you know, to kind of reset, and listen, not just from my thoughts, but more from how I'm feeling, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, oh, it totally does. And it's great that you go deep with that, because when you start to develop that sense of awareness and you actually create an environment for yourself to have some space and some peace and some stillness, you actually have the opportunity to learn how to listen rather than just trying to override everything with left brain logic, and which gets you into that spinning mode and spiraling sometimes into a thought storm. But rather than sitting back and listening to what's going on in your body. What am I actually feeling? And is this feeling in alignment with my intentions and my goals and what I'm trying to accomplish? So that's fucking powerful. I mean, that's a really, really special thing to be able to start to do that, because if we're not in alignment with our intentions and what we're trying to do and accomplishing and feeling good, then we're always sort of swimming upstream and fighting and fighting and fighting. But I just want to make one comment on what you said about thoughts. And it's always a misconception, because people have negative thoughts and they think that that makes, you know, you take that as something negative in terms of yourself, but we are wired for negativity. It's just the way we are through evolution for survival. We're meant to be thinking about what could happen next, or this shit's happening, because that's how we evolved to survive. And so the mind secretes like 70% of thoughts, they say, even up to 80% or more in some studies, are negative. And so taking the time to observe those thoughts as they come and go, and then realize that, you know, you don't have to attach any meaning to them or emotion to them, just let them pass. That's a really great level of awareness you've developed.
Yeah. And I think with me right now, I realize that, you know, all thoughts, you know, create this feeling, and it's all these feelings that creates energy. So if I put my time and effort and my intentions and my attention, you know, to the feelings that make me feel good, that have the energy to help me, you know, throughout the day, that's where I'm feeling, again, we look back at balance. It really balances out my day, because A, I'm not chasing my tail, and B, I'm not putting, you know, effort into something that just doesn't serve me anymore. And I've really kind of, you know, buckled down on, you know, what is going to help me get to where I want to, you know, I guess we keep on talking about this, but, you know, the best version of Rod. You know, if I ask 100 people, you know, if they have a better version of themselves, I would think 99% of the people would say yes. I think, you know, 100 out of 100 would say, you know, yeah, I'm looking for the best version of myself. I'm looking for more happiness. And I think for years, I've been just, you know, kind of chasing my tail a little bit and not being concrete on, you know, what my intentions are and where I want to go. And I asked this question to you today as well, this morning, on, you know, I read something that I was a little bit, what does that really mean? How deep do I go? Because I think I've confused myself over the years as well of, you know, my intentions of where I'm going and what I want, and am I aligned with the universe? And thinking to myself, okay, I read, you have to be crystal clear, you know, and you have to ask the universe, but make sure that you know yourself, because, you know, the universe can get kind of confused of what you're looking for as well. And some of those good intentions might bring you down a path that you're not really all that interested in. So I asked that question to you as well. Like, I mean, what is that? Like, I mean, am I asking through meditation? Am I looking in the mirror asking? Am I directly looking up into the sky asking? That's where I guess I'm a little bit confused on, you know, what signs am I giving or asking? Or maybe you can kind of give me your two cents.
I'll give you a perspective, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm at this level in my own life, because, you know, it's a path, but I've been getting some incredible downloads through a channeler direct to a higher self, let's just say. And, you know, typically, you know, you mentioned the word chasing, and, you know, we in that 3D model that we're in, everything is linear, and we have to, like, we feel we have to push and grind through and figure it out in our minds exactly how to get to where we want to be, rather than just surrendering back into ourselves and listening, as you mentioned earlier. But when you're in alignment with that, when you've surrendered to that, then it's all kind of about the feeling of what it is that you want. So the feeling before you get there. If you listen to anything from Joe Dispenza, this is exactly what he's teaching. It's about feeling those feelings of where you want to be in the future, or how you want to evolve or develop or whatever it is, really feeling that and soaking it in now. And energetically, once you put yourself into that state vibrationally, you are attracting those things into your life, and opportunities start to come and manifest in this moment now, you know, not immediately, but the typical way we think is like, well, it's going to take me 3 years to get here, and I'm going to have to fucking grind straight through this to get to that, whatever it might be. But things will just pop into your experience if you actually sit in that place where you create the space to feel and really feel that you've already have it. It's already there. You've got that now. Not, you know, and if it's an object, let's say it's you want something, some particular object. How does that object make you feel? What is it doing for your family? What is it doing for the world? Is it all of those things, just really being very clear? And then you also mentioned something very important about the intention, just being very pure with our intentions, because oftentimes we want something, and we talked about this morning too, where we get into that loop or that stuck in that box where you want something and you kind of go in that direction, you start to ask for it, and you block yourself before you get there because you either lose faith in it happening, you get frustrated, you start to change directions, you don't actually have a clear intention, and you're not in alignment.
You know, I love that, because I think more than ever, I'm starting to see these little signs that if I look back and I think to myself, did I see these signs? Maybe. I think I just didn't, you know, pay much attention to them. Where now, I feel like I'm really in line with that. You know, it's not that there's anything that I go into a day, you know, searching, looking for these. I'm not, you know, looking at the clock, you know, waiting for it to hit 11:11 to say, hey, 11:11. So I'm not, but I do get these little signs that kind of tell me, hey, Rod, like you're headed in the right direction. You're on the right path. And that's a great feeling, because I feel like, you know, it's for the first time in my life, you know, I feel like there's this gravitational natural pull that I'm in my identity that I really feel is natural, opposed to, I think I have to do this, or I think I have to do that. And the alignment is completely fucked up, because it just doesn't sit, it doesn't feel right. So that's where I'm at. And it's funny, you answered something there where I was going to ask you about vibrational alignment, because, you know, I was like, what does that really mean as well? And so I think you had answered that, but no, man, this is great. You know, and I'm not sure if people are listening to this and getting anything out of this, but at the end, dude, like these conversations, I get a shitload out of, and you know, it's helping me, and it's keeping me on the right path, and you know, I enjoy it, and I think there's probably people already that are figuring, they're trying to think, is this the Rod Blanchard and Brian Coons that I know? it's a Saturday morning, like, they're on the hills running away, and you know, talking about vibrational alignments, and so it's pretty great, man. I feel like we evolved.
Amazing. Yeah, and you know, it's getting. I said, you know, I got to stop saying, you know. It's that thing where we're kind of programmed to think that we need to always hustle. So when you look at somebody who's having success, that, you know, you got to hustle, you got to just push, push, push. But you mentioned pull. And when you get into this space where you start to, now I'm going to say another woo-woo, but co-creation, when you're actually creating your own experience, but you're co-creating with a higher self. Now that's some, I keep saying this too, but that's another podcast in and of itself. But co-creation, when you get into that space, magic starts to happen. Miracles will happen. Things start to happen. So you do create that pull rather than trying to push all the time. And I know for myself, when I get into the hustle, and you know, I catch myself all the time with business, I start to kind of get that focus, but it's not flow. It's just grind. And, you know, we've been taught that the hustle and the grind is, you know, the way to do it. But is that really the way to create alignment and happiness and true peace? And I don't think it is. So, you know, to leave people with a few things that you can do to sort of help foster your own self-awareness around your alignment, you know, it's these wedges that we've been talking about all along. It's breath work. It's the just sitting in silence. It's meditation, you know, cold exposure, all anything that takes you out of your head and just puts you into that present moment where you have the opportunity just to sit and listen, not chatter away, not fucking sit there and problem solve everything, have to map it all out on a piece of paper, because really there's other factors in play that we can't necessarily wrap our heads around when it comes to this alignment and, you know, where we come from and where we're going. But taking the time through these practices and even exercise, like getting up for us this morning, you know, it was not fun going out there at minus 15. And, you know, it was a very slow start, but when you get going, you get in that flow state, then you're quiet. You're actually feeling, you're really tuned in, you're listening. So that's kind of the wedge. It's like these different practices, breath work, meditation, body movement, cold exposure, all of these things.
And how did it feel when I flowed right past you on that hill?
Well, I don't know. It feels frustrating that your internet sucks so bad that you keep fading in and out. But I know that I must say, like Rod has got a little blue flame just at some once in a while. Just kind of pops out from behind him. He just like takes off up the hill, and it makes it effortless. And I'm just like just chugging away, like and really nothing seems happening. I felt like I was going
backwards. That's usually when I ask you a nice difficult question that when you're, you know, talking on your own line.
yeah, exactly.
Well, and we get to the top of the hill. Even talking about what we talked about last week is don't be afraid to you know, feel and ask those questions. Spend some time with yourself, with your thoughts. I said it last week, but I truly believe that I met myself for the first time at 47 years old because I did take the time to spend some time with myself and figure out what was important to me and how was I feeling? What were my intentions? Because if you don't spend that time and put that time in the beginning, then it just really becomes the whole balance, the alignment, like it's all fucked up. Because you're not going to see anything. You're not going to witness anything because you just don't have the starting point. And I feel that was huge for me. That was something that I was really able to, get to the next level of where I want to go with being able to spend the time with myself. Because if you don't do that, you're really kind of just throwing shit at the board and hoping it sticks, or you're throwing darts, you know, trying to hit the bullseye and you're blindfolded. I think that's one of the big things that I would say was a big takeaway for me anyway.
Yeah, I love that, brother. It's really about self-awareness and, you know, your point about learning who you are at 47. Most people, I think, go through life playing a character of who other people think they are or they should be. And it was like, you know, I became this guy at a certain age and that shaped who I am. And I'm just going to play that character. But you can go deeper. You can spend some time to really go deeper. Look inside yourself, and there's probably a lot more stuff to unpack that you never had the opportunity to unless you've done the work. And the work is a day-to-day practice. It's about every day taking some time, protecting it, to go inside, to do that self-examination, to really feel what's happening. And, you know, it might not always be pretty, and that's part of the reason why a lot of people don't like to do this type of inner discovery, because you're going to be finding some shadows in there probably as well. We all have trauma. We all have shit. And sometimes the truth is not pretty, but by going in and doing that work, processing through that, it does clear blocks. It does open up. It allows more of you to shine through, and that's what alignment's all about. So thank you, brother, for your thoughts. And man, it was at one point there, I'm like, fucking Rod, he's gone woo-woo. I'm like, he's talking about what doesn't serve him. I'm like, wow, this is this is amazing. I love it. But have a great day, brother, and we'll talk again next week.
100%, dude. Listen, we'll talk to you over the weekend, but enjoy the day and ride the high, brother.